The House That Tenderness Built by Heather Plett. I've built a house for you, Tenderness said, and then she threw the door wide. All parts of you are welcome. I watched as she gathered my parts into her beautiful space. The infant, torn first from the womb and then from the arms as her mother lay bleeding nearly to death. The little girl who learned about hell and was afraid she might be sent there someday. The teenager who cried alone when nobody seemed to see the world the way she did. The college student who was ashamed of her body and afraid nobody would ever love her. The young woman who cowered in her bed while her rapist threatened to kill her. The new bride who quickly learned to soothe others and put her needs last. The lonely young mom who didn't have a roadmap or guide and didn't know who to confide in. The young wife whose husband tried to kill himself, and then the older wife whose husband tried again. The laboring mom who knew her baby would be born dead. The daughter whose dad died suddenly under a tractor, and then the older daughter who watched her mother's final shuddering breath. The writer who struggled to have her voice heard, and then the entrepreneur who risked it all to follow her dream. The woman who finally stopped struggling to save her marriage and let it go. The single mom who supported her daughters through mental illness, therapy, and healing. The seasoned woman who finally chose to put her needs and desires at the center. Each of those parts of me and more filed in the door as Tenderness held it open. They settled into the comfortable furniture, relieved to finally find their way home. I marveled to see them all there together, finally, no longer in exile, no longer alone. Tenderness is teaching me to love them all again. Reflections. Which parts of you would Tenderness invite into the room? Write a list of the people you have been at pivotal points in your life. Invite them into your house. Are there parts of you that you've abandoned? Parts that bring up shame, fear, trauma, etc. Parts whose emotions feel too big and overwhelming. Parts that were or are too needy. Parts that aren't acceptable by the dominant culture. How can Tenderness help you invite the abandoned parts of you back in? What does the house that Tenderness built for you look like? Draw it, collage it, or paint it?